Senator Grassley says that renewable fuels and E15 is still so important for the farmer. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
E15 in the third or fourth year, at least the fourth year of the Trump administration, and I think through all 4 years of the Biden administration, by presidential waiver, we've had E15 nationwide year-round. That's pretty good if you could continue every president in the future doing that.
Senator Chuck Grassley says that since you can't guarantee that every president is going to keep E15 available year-round,
that's very important why we need the Grassley-Ernst-Klobuchar bill to put in law E15 year-round nationwide. For 20 years, the renewable fuel standard has supported domestic energy production, and at the same time, our rural communities with 43,000 jobs in Iowa and support for corn and soybean farmers.
Grassley says that E15 and renewable fuels is one of the best tools that is supporting farmers right now.
It's one of the best tools supporting farmers during trade negotiations, especially during times of low commodity prices, since it gives farmers another market to sell their product. The renewable fuel standard sets biofuels blending requirements, or you could call it a mandate, which are known as renewable volume obligation. That's RVO in Washington talk. It's more historically, small refiners were granted exemptions to these blending requirements. However, it's critical that any exempted gallons are eventually reallocated into the total of required volumes as Congress has always intended. In short, if EPA 15 billion gallon of ethanol, if that's what they require, it means 15 billion gallons of ethanol should come out as 15 billion gallons, not something less. And that something less would be exemption.
And as we know, last Friday, the EPA cleared a backlog of small refinery exemption waivers that had been waiting to be ruled on for up to 9 years.
I appreciate Ambassador Administrator Zeldin's approach to these exemptions prior to and including 2022. I look forward to seeing how EPA will address them in 2023. I'll continue fighting to ensure that every gallon is reallocated back to the total required volume obligations, and I was glad to see volume set high in the proposed rule from EPA earlier this year.
When you're looking at E15 legislation, what do you think is the most likely pathway to signing something into law by the end of 2025? Is it through a farm bill, through a spending package? I guess, what do you think are the avenues there?
A year-end spending package. The chances are related to whether or not I have observed the American Petroleum Institute and its members accurately, and I'm not basing it just on my observations, but on what other people have told me, that since we had the RFS in 2006 and we had the petroleum industry's help in getting it passed, since then we've been fighting them. But also since then, we've had this happen, that the 8 governors of the Midwestern states where biofuels is such a big industry, we've had them petition, and the petition has been granted by EPA that those 8 states can have E15 year-round and throughout all those states. And that's the hope that I have of getting it passed. I don't think we'd ever get a separate bill upon the United States Senate floor. So getting it in some other bill is the best hope of getting it passed.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.